Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have two stops to make, both in the NFL. The first is in Baltimore, where many pundits say the Baltimore Ravens had have the best offseason of any team out there. So Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun is our guest to give us his thoughts. Jonas, first of all, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, man. We appreciate it. I'll just start. I know it's kind of been a couple months, but what did you make of the way their season ended versus what we had largely seen leading into the postseason? And how did they build off of two disappointments and back-to-back seasons in the playoffs?
I was shocked. I'm still kind of shocked at how it ended and how quickly it ended. You know, you talk to guys around the team, even now, they were convinced that they'd really done nothing wrong in the lead up to that game against Tennessee. They thought they had a great week of practice, of preparation. They were happy to have had that week off, or the 2 weeks off, if you consider the week 17 game, which they even managed to win against a pretty decent Pittsburgh team. So for them to have one of the NFL's best offenses, if not the best, one of the NFL's top defenses at the end of the season, mm-hmm. certainly one of the best, you know, kicking units. And then just to have, you know, two of those three just go belly up at home in a primetime game was just kind of shocking. And you know, we've seen with this first wave, second wave of free agency, them kind of react to how things went poorly and, you know, them upgrading that defensive line and trying to make sure that, you know, a Derrick Henry situation doesn't arise again.
Well, you mentioned elevating the defensive line because those are the memories I think a lot of us have of that game was Derrick Henry, especially late running all over him. And they've been labeled because of that, those moves, that they've been kind of a winner of the offseason. Do you view it that way? Do you feel like they've made the changes and the additions needed in order to not let this happen again?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can get Calais Campbell, even at his age, for a fifth-round pick, you're definitely doing something right. And obviously the last kind of wave of free agency was interesting with them having the deal with Michael Brockers fall through, you know, 3 years, $30 million. There was some concern over the ankle injury, which he hurt in that season finale. But, you know, it might end up being that even though they lose out on a versatile guy like Brockers, certainly a durable guy over his, you know, his tenure there in L.A., you bring in Derek Wolfe, a guy who is a little bit more pass rush pop. I think, you know, you don't want to overreact too much to a running team, you know, just, you know, jamming down your throats, because even though that was something the Ravens themselves did last year, you look at just the arc of the NFL and NFL offenses, and it's passing offenses that usually win the day. So I think for them to make that kind of trade off for a run stopper and Brockers for a guy with a little bit more oomph in the passing pass rush game like Derek Wolfe, I think it could end up, you know, working in their favor.
Do you know what happened? By the way, this is Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun. Do you know what happened with the Brockers deal? It was so weird. It, you know, reached an agreement, and then like a week later, feel like it just crumbled, and he's no longer a part of their equation. What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, it's strange because it's, you know, the only real big time casualty of, I think, of this coronavirus situation with the NFL. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they agreed to a deal on the Monday before free agency opened, which, you know, is now 2 weeks ago. It's strange to say it out loud, but, you know, they, time dragged on. There was still no official deal. We're still waiting and waiting. And, you know, medical tests from an independent physician revealed a little bit more concerns and some more questions than the Ravens had expected. You know, obviously you have an ankle injury. You don't expect it to affect someone's readiness for the NFL season, whenever that be. But the Ravens just weren't comfortable with the contract that they had initially offered to him based off the results of those medical tests, which they only saw after they offered the contract. So, you know, when things got to it and LA offered a similar deal, obviously you want to take the money where you can. And in the end, it was LA that won out.
Yeah, there we go. Good stuff in Baltimore as they've been deemed the offseason winners so far. Hopefully they can build off of a disappointing end to the year, but a great season last year and the league MVP, a quarterback still coming back. Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Sun, our guest. Jonas, thanks so much for copping on, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ellis. Take care.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from him. Now let's go to LA, where there's a lot of question marks with the Chargers. Tyrod Taylor, no Phillip Rivers, and maybe Cam Newton. Also, what are they going to do with their draft pick? Our good friend Jeff Miller of the LA Times is our guest covering the Chargers, and he joins us for the Daily Ticker. Jeff, thanks for hopping on with us in Portland. I'll just start with the first one. Is it going to be odd for you or anybody that's been around the Chargers for an extended period of time to not see Phillip Rivers anymore?
The short answer to that is yes. It's going to be really odd. Yeah, I think we're all, whenever we all get back together, we being the media, the players, everyone from the organization, it is going to be weird. It's going to be, you know, obviously a lot of us here in LA haven't been around Phillip as much as some people in the organization have been since the team just moved here a little bit ago. So, but even that, you know, everyone's used to seeing him as the core. It's going to be really strange when the season starts and he is not out there. Now, last preseason, he didn't play a whole lot. I'm trying to think. I don't think he played at all now that I think back on it. So the preseason even won't look so different. But that first game when they run out and it looks like it'll be Tyrod Taylor, that's going to be really strange, yes.
Yeah. Well, what's the next step for them at quarterback? Tyrod Taylor has had some strong comments here lately, kind of saying, I like our chances if I'm the guy. But of course, the rumors start flying about Cam Newton and then that draft pick where everybody's kind of speculating they'll take a quarterback. Is there another free agent addition or are they drafting a guy in the top 10? Just how do you see that position playing out?
I would say right now, I think their plan is, and their plan has been, once the Brady thing was not going to happen, to go with Tyrod. Anthony Lynn coached Tyrod at Buffalo, was a starting quarterback there. So he's, you know, in the NFL, you guys know, I mean, it comes down to who do you trust and who do you believe in? And there's that trust between coach and quarterback, between Anthony Lynn and Tyrod Taylor. So I think they're very comfortable. I know Anthony's very comfortable with Tyrod, the idea of Tyrod being a starting quarterback. And I think they'll draft a guy. Now, that could change. You know, Cam Newton, there isn't much of a market right now for Cam Newton. There's not much of a market for Jameis Winston. You know, two quarterbacks are starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and they're both out there. And right now, there just isn't much of a market for either of those guys, I don't think. And we'll see how that plays out and how low the cost goes. But I think right now, sitting here on what is this, March, whatever it is, end of March here, I think their plan is to move forward with Tyrod Taylor as their starter to start the season. And they'll draft probably either Herbert or Love, and we'll go from there.
Do you know if there's one, just based on maybe sourcing or just your gut on how they run operationally, where they be leaning versus Love or Herbert, given they can be such different views of quarterback in the NFL, which one they would maybe lean?
I wish I could tell you guys I know exactly what's going on. Here it is, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to the draft, when it comes to free agency, there's so much of this miscommunication, misdirection. Nobody wants to let anybody know what's really going on. I've been told they love Herbert, you know, like everybody does. I think they're intrigued by Tua, just like everybody is. You know, there's a possibility that, you know, Tom Telesco, the general manager, has in the past has moved up in the draft. They moved up a few years ago to get Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. That was not nearly as dramatic of a move. This would be, because when you're, once you're moving in that top five, it becomes a bigger deal. So I think they're looking at the possibility of trading up. I think they're looking at those other two guys. And I'm sure they've, you know, they know Cam Newton's out there, and that's on their radar. And I think all these things are going into it, and they're spending hours and hours a day right now just going over all this stuff and trying to do the best they can in a really weird, disjointed market and a weird, odd environment that we're all living in right now.
Yeah, I know Oregon fans look at it and they want Herbert to go to a place that seems competent and not a total dumpster fire, and the Chargers, I think, fall into that category. I think Oregon fans would love to see him get drafted by the Chargers. How would Charger fan react, though, if that ends up being the pick and let's say they draft him in that top 10 spot? How do they react if Herbert's the guy?
I mean, you know, I think it'll be positive. I don't know. I think everybody maybe would if you had to, if you polled Charger fans, I think, and you asked about those three guys, you can kind of throw Joe Burrow out of there because I think he's going to go. Mm-hmm. Everyone expects him to go one. Those other three guys, those next three, it might be split, you know, or might be divided up among the three of them pretty equally. I think everybody, we all know what they do. We've all, you know, these guys, we've seen a good amount of these guys. Other than, I mean, a lot of people haven't seen much of Jordan Love playing at Utah State. I mean, I'm not going to stand here and tell you I know a lot about him because I don't. I think you see there's enough video if you want to go look it up. We all know you can do the research pretty quickly and find out the pluses and minuses. And I think each one of those three guys has enough upside and enough, there's enough plus there for each one, that I think Charger fans would be fine with whoever it is. Tua, I think, would be the one that would be most exciting just because, yeah, he seems to have the biggest upside. But I think Justin Herbert would be, I suspect he'd be well received. And I think people, you know, they saw the Rose Bowl. If you want to go back and watch a highlight of that or watch that game, you know, he did some stuff in that game that would excite, you know, teams or fans of teams that he might join. So I think it'd be pretty well received.
You, LA is obviously a hotbed right now with everything that's been going on. Is there one show in particular you've binged the most while being quarantined, Jeff?
I like old TV, so I've been watching a lot of old Magnum PI, to be honest with you.
Ah, yes, okay. Yes.
I like that angle.
Do you have the mustache grown right now?
Actually, I do not, but only because I can't. Right? It doesn't work for me. If I could, I would do it.
I have the same problem up here in Portland, man. It's genetics. I can't grow anything. It's not my fault. Blame my dad. All right, Jeff Miller, LA Times, covering the Chargers, one of our favorites down there. Does a great job on the beat. Jeff, thanks so much for hopping on, man, and stay safe, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon if the NFL continues on with the season.
Absolutely. You guys too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.